You're listening to the Well One Connection, connecting you to important healthcare information. The Well One Connection is a weekly program of Huron Regional Medical Center. Huron Regional Medical Center, providing quality healthcare close to home. Online at huronregional.org.
Today we're visiting with Todd Anderson, MD, orthopedic surgeon. Dr. Anderson, you're board certified with the American Board of Orthopedic Surgery and an American Academy of Orthopedic Surgery Fellow. You provide orthopedic care and surgery at the HRMC Physicians Clinic and Huron Regional Medical Center. We're visiting with you today as part two in a series focused on shoulder injuries, pain, and treatment, as well as some ways to avoid winter shoulder injuries. You talked with us in the last show about the general makeup of the shoulder, some common reasons for pain, including injury. We talk about the people maybe who've had an injury, who have fallen and maybe they have a fracture or they have dislocated or they're having that instability because of that. I know you are a big proponent for safety as far as avoiding those. So let's not have these injuries in the first place. So it's winter right now. We're talking about ice and snow. What are some things we can do to avoid some of these injuries?
Well, yeah, especially this winter, we've had quite a December, and it looks like the snow is going to be with us for quite a while. Everybody that's lived here for any period of time knows how dangerous it can be walking down a sidewalk, and sometimes it's not even icy, it doesn't look icy, there's no snow there, but still there's like a black ice thing, you know, you refer to it, just a frozen sheet of water on there. I've slipped and fallen myself on a surface like that, you just don't realize it. So, you know, you just have to essentially pay attention to the weather, understand that, okay, we had some moisture last night, now the temperature's dropped down to 10 degrees, well, you better keep your eyes open. You know, walking with a wide stance and, you know, they say walk like a penguin, that helps. But also, you know, one of the things that I've, in my own personal experience, and guys that, you know, ice fish and so on, I'm sure I know this, but you can buy some treads that you can put on your boots. The bottom of them sometimes have little spikes like a golf shoe or springs or chains. And those can really give you a lot more traction and prevent you from slipping and falling. You know, you put those things on your boots in October and take them out in April and you'll probably fall a lot less. Fortunately, a lot of the people I know that have them, you know, they're sitting in their car. You got to wear them. Right. They're not going to do you any good. But those are probably one of the most important things that people can do. And you can pick them up at Runnings or Walmart or online.
If we do have somebody maybe that has fallen or maybe they've had a sports injury or maybe that shoulder is just wearing out, how do they get diagnosed? What's the way that they would come in to see you, and then how do you go through that diagnosis process with them? Is that including scans, maybe some other things that would help you determine as the surgeon and as the physician what's going on with them?
Yeah, well, you know, considering the wide scope of things that can cause shoulder pain, you know, the basic workup would be, you know, the patient comes in, we get a history of how this pain started, how long they've had it, what motion caused pain, you know, what kind of history they have in terms of injuries and sports and things like that. You know, get an x-ray to look for things that we can, you know, diagnose on x-rays, such as, you know, fractures, arthritis, tumors, different things like that. Most of the time, we don't have to rush somebody off to the operating room. You know, maybe if it's a fracture or their arm's just dislocating all the time or something like that, yeah, well, you know, there's really not much else that we can do to treat that other than surgery. But most of the time, we will initiate some conservative treatment unless there's obvious surgical indications. You know, that usually involves or some specific oral medications that decrease inflammation, maybe a steroid injection to decrease inflammation. Physical therapy plays a big part in treatment of the shoulder to strengthen and retrain some of these smaller muscles around the shoulder girdle to get it to work more efficiently. Large percentage of shoulder problems can be treated that way. But, you know, after it gets better, patients have to remember to continue with those exercises to incorporate that into their routine, maybe two or three times a week. They don't have to do them every day. But, you know, just trying to put it into your little workout routine and it'll keep you out of my office.
So if maybe that's the course of action for me, and maybe as a patient you have recommended, or maybe you've given me an injection, and you can do that here mm-hmm. in the office at the HRMC Physicians Clinic. We also have some services in town. Obviously, we have physical therapy that's available in Huron, and we have a CRNA who is trained in pain management fellowship. So if there's something that they need, most often can they get that right here in Huron?
There's probably 3 or 4 different physical therapy units here in town. You know, Jason, who does the pain management, is a really great guy, well trained. You know, I would say that as far as shoulder problems are concerned, he would get involved if those shoulder problems are related to a neck issue. Sometimes patients will have disc or some other problem in their neck, and actually the pain in their shoulder is radiating from their neck. And so he may do some type of injection in that area that requires, you know, expertise and equipment to see where you're going. As far as just doing shoulder injections around the shoulder, I'm able to do that here in the office for the most part. And then, you know, if we are not making the kind of progress we need or suspect there's a surgical issue, then we have a brand new MRI scan here at the hospital that is a great machine, and you know, we can get some great images and see what's going on, see if there's a surgical issue.
If surgery is my best option, and we've exhausted those other options, or you just know from the get-go that this is going to require surgical intervention, what can I expect? What's the process of, you know, consulting with you, finding out that I need surgery, and then carrying that out? Can you just explain that a little bit to me?
Well, once we've, you know, diagnosed a surgical issue that, you know, can't really be treated any other way, then, you know, there may be a couple of different procedures and options. You know, we go through that and try to educate the patient to make their, you know, the best decision for them based on their lifestyle, their age, the demands that they have on it, and so on. And then, you know, once we decide what procedure we're going to do, then a lot of it can be done outpatient, where they go home the same day. There's really very few shoulder surgeries that we have to admit the patient for, maybe if they're having a shoulder replacement. Vast majority of it is done as an outpatient. Depending on what you have done, the recovery can vary from just, you know, 4 to 6 weeks and you're kind of back to using the shoulder, gradually ramping it up, to, you know, you're kind of a one-arm bandit for a couple months. It just kind of depends on what we have to do. For instance, rotator cuff repairs take a lot longer to heal than, say, you know, a simple arthroscopic clean out or something like that. There's, you know, a kind of a big spectrum in terms of recovery.
Do most of those surgical procedures, follow-up and recovery period, include some sort of physical therapy?
Yeah, all of them, pretty much. And then, you know, because shoulder surgery isn't going to be successful if you can't regain range of motion. And when it's painful, you don't move it, it gets stiff quickly. And then once it does, it gets hard to get that motion going. If you haven't gotten some pretty good motion going within, you know, 6 to 8 weeks, and like you talked about, you may develop a frozen shoulder, and then there may be some things that need to be done about that.
Maybe there's somebody who has been living with shoulder pain and would like to find out a little bit more to see if maybe there is something that can be done to relieve that pain, or maybe even to get a surgical procedure done. Can they call here to the physician's clinic to schedule an appointment with you, or do I have to have a referral from another provider?
No, they can call here directly and get an appointment. I see patients on Mondays, Thursdays, and Fridays, occasionally on other days if I have a spot open, but those are my main clinic days. Yeah, we usually can get people in within a week or so. Yeah, you don't have to necessarily go through your primary care doctor. That's where a lot of them come from, though, because they're there and they're talking about something that's been bugging them for a long time, and they say, well, hey, why don't you go see Dr. Anderson? He can help you with that. And yeah, they come that way.
Well, we greatly appreciate you visiting with us today and sharing your knowledge of shoulders and maybe some ways to avoid having those injuries here in this ice and snowy season. If someone would want to schedule an appointment with you, they could call here to the HRMC Physicians Clinic, and that number is 605-353-7660. Again, Dr. Anderson, it was great to visit with you again. Thanks for being on the show.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you for having me.
You've been listening to the Well One Connection, connecting you to important healthcare information. This program is for general use only and is not meant to replace the advice of your doctor or other medical professional. If you have questions, contact your healthcare provider. The Well One Connection is a weekly program of Huron Regional Medical Center, providing quality healthcare close to home. Online at HuronRegional.org.